Welcome to Leveling Up with Lindsay, the podcast where we dive into leadership, small business, and everything in between. I'm Lindsay, your host and the proud owner of White Peony Boutique, a space created to empower women, build confidence, and foster meaningful connections. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a mom, a friend, or someone just looking for a little inspiration, this is your space to feel seen, supported, and inspired. Join me as we share stories, strategies, and a little bit of life's chaos while navigating what it truly means to level up in starting a business, relationship, and personal growth. So grab a cup of coffee, get comfy, and let's level up together. Welcome back to Leveling Up with Lindsay. If you tuned in last week, you heard my conversation with the incredible Samantha Jonas, owner of Pure Bliss Salon. Her story reminded me how important it is to slow down, reconnect with your purpose, and lead with intention, even when life is messy. Her episode left me thinking about the everyday leadership moments, the ones no one applauds, but that matter the most. So today I want to take a few minutes to talk about what it means to lead with intention, not just for our customers, but our teams as well. We tend to picture leadership in the big moments, tough decisions, major wins, and launch days. But most of the time, leadership lives in the quiet. It's found in how we respond to a late night text from a team member who's overwhelmed. It's in the way we pack a single order like it's the only one that matters. It's in offering grace to ourselves when we don't get it right the first time. Leading with intention means choosing to care deeply, over and over and over again. And in this season, that kind of leadership has never felt more important. One of the biggest things I've realized this year is how much leadership isn't just about how I show for customers. It's also about how I show for my team. My team means the world to me, and I don't say that lightly. Every person at White Peony Boutique plays a role in making our boutique what it is today. From the way they greet a customer, to how they represent our values when I'm not in the room. Leadership for me has become about creating an environment where people feel valued, trusted, and part of something bigger. That sometimes looks like checking in personally on their goals, not just their tasks, on them personally. Letting them know I see them, even in the hard moments. Giving real feedback, but also real encouragement. And be willing to grow myself so they can keep growing too. And I think that is huge. Because when your team feels strong and safe, they pour that same energy into your customers. If you followed our journey, you know we've had to pivot and stretch in ways I didn't expect. Some days it feels like we're carrying so much. Tight margins, shifting habits, constant change. But through it all, what I refuse to let go of is the experience. And that includes the experience my team has working here. We might not be shipping hundreds of orders a day, but I want everyone to feel like it matters. We might not have a massive budget, but we definitely lead with heart. Because when someone chooses to support our small business, that really means something. And we're going to give them everything we've got in return. Here are three ways I'm practicing intentional leadership, and maybe that'll help you too. Number one, as I chatted before, celebrate the small moments. Team wins, customer milestones, tiny breakthroughs, for gosh darn it sakes, acknowledge them. That's what builds culture. Number two, slow down even when it's hard. Rushing never creates excellence. Taking that extra beat to check your work, speak with kindness, or adjust the system that isn't working. Number three, let people know they matter. This goes for both customers and your team. A note, a message, a simple, I see how hard you're working, it goes further than you could imagine. I've said it before and I'll keep saying it. Good enough is not enough. Not for the people we serve and not for the people that we lead. But I also want to say this. If you're tired, if you're stretched, if this season has made you question if what you're doing is working, just know that showing up with heart still matters. It always matters. Leadership isn't about being perfect. It's about being present. It's about being consistent. It's about loving your people, customers and team, and choosing to lead with intention when no one is watching. If this episode resonated with you, I would love to hear from you. Tag White Peony Boutique or Leveling Up with Lindsay and let me know your biggest takeaways. And if you haven't yet, please go back and listen to my conversation with Samantha Jonas. It's a beautiful reminder of why we do what we do and why every little moment matters. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Now go out there, lead with heart, and keep leveling up. Thank you for listening. If you found this information helpful, please share it with a friend. If you're looking for more information on the topics we covered, please head to the show notes below. And if you wouldn't mind leaving a 5-star rating and review, this would help this mission and our journey to get started. Let's make today and every day an opportunity to level up. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep striving, and keep making a difference.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.